My Wife and Her Student, narrated by Julie Abel, narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Soaking wet in the drawing room. I couldn't say we had a perfect relationship, but at least we had an arrangement that worked for us both. When it came to our extramarital sexual adventures, we had no trouble telling each other. That way, our affairs didn't lead to divorce. Rather, they added spice to our relationship. It was undeniably just as exciting to learn about the encounters as it was telling what Benta or I had been up to while the other didn't suspect a thing. The affair itself created an extra spark that we could later share in bed and get turned on by. It was with the next-door neighbour, I said casually, while Benta got undressed and lay down next to me. She was a little hesitant before she understood what I was leading up to. Then she quickly smiled and winked at me naughtily. She pulled off her bra and her breasts fell out and stood to attention. Benta worked her way to my side of the bed, her warmth rapidly sending signals to all of my body parts. Do tell. She put a hand on my dick. Well, it all started when we both sat here watching TV. We were doing the laundry. It was on Monday, and I was about to hang up the clothes in the drying room. I think you were watching Paradise Hotel or something like that. Anyway, I was quite bored and I went down to the laundry room in the basement to wait while the machines were done centrifuging. Then she came down, Venkat Johansson. She was only wearing one garment, a yellow summery dress with no sleeves. It flowed beautifully down her body. And you know how it is with ladies when they see men doing housework, I continued. It always works with you, and it certainly worked with Venke. She smiled, almost shyly, and she told me she was here to pick up some clothes from the drying room that was left earlier in the day. I smiled at her and told her that that was all right, of course, and then she disappeared into the room. I could hear a humming sound in there, so I gathered the heater fan was on. To my surprise, she didn't come back out again. Got to be pretty hot in there, I thought, but I stopped pondering about it while the washing machine was on its final round. I gathered all the clothes in a big bag and walked over to the drying room. I had forgotten that she was in there by now, and I found her only wearing panties and a tank top, soaking wet with sweat running off her. She glanced over at me with a dazed look in her eyes. It's terribly hot in here, she excused herself. Yeah, I can tell. It's best to be quick, I said. But it doesn't have to take that long. She suddenly stroked my chest with her hand and slowly let it slide all the way down below my stomach.